It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
1049, the Morning X is Kev time for this week's Celebrity Dump. And Matt Hall is here as usual.
Yeah, that's what they get for trying to be famous and go out and accomplish things.
Some of them were handed it.
You know, you're right about that, and it upsets me.
They were like, oh, look, you're gorgeous. Here's an acting career, even though you can't act.
There's a lot of those people in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, nobody like that on the list today.
Good.
Meatloaf is in the news.
I would do it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, singer, actor, and mashed up brick of ground beef, Meatloaf. He's going to be the host of a relationship-based reality show called I'd Do Anything for Love. And that, of course, is based on his hit song, I'd Do Anything for Money.
You know what? Meatloaf strikes me as just a complete dick. Like, he seems like he's a jerk, and I don't know.
He's a metal guy, which means he's probably a sweetheart.
He's a metal guy.
Most metal guys are nice.
Meatloaf has no metal songs.
Look at his album covers. He's a metal guy.
Look at him.
Look at his album covers. Meatloaf is a metal singer. It's not heavy metal. It's not Pantera, but it's metal.
I Would Do Anything for Love is a metal song.
It's a ballad. It's a rock ballad.
Well, that's the only one I know that he sings.
Yeah, there are other Meatloaf songs, Matt. The point is, he has no business hosting a stupid dating reality show.
I don't care for the singer or the dish, Meatloaf. I hate both.
A lot of people like Meatloaf.
Meat should not be in loaf form.
Ellen DeGeneres has seen a major ratings drop since the allegations came out that she created a toxic workplace for her employees. She has not commented on the ratings drop, but she has vowed to beat the crap out of the person who leaked it to the press.
You know, we both know comics in the biz, and I've heard some people who've been on the show say she's not the most pleasant person to be around from time to time.
Well, she claims that she no longer screams at her staff.
Well, that's good.
Just the occasional caning. You know,
some people, though, I mean, these days, you can't say anything to anybody without them getting all uppity, you know, and, oh, I'm offended by this and that, and, you know, so how really is she screaming at her staff?
There's a difference between saying something offensive.
Yes.
And being a dick to somebody.
That's exactly. So I'm wondering.
If enough people said it, it means she was being a dick.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm defending her, but I mean, sometimes people, you know, Alec, they just go off and say things without really. You know what I'm saying?
No, she was foul to her staff. The allegations weren't just, oh, she said a mean thing.
Oh, okay.
It was you don't get to look at me in the hallway. Don't look at me when I walk by.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Can't look at her?
No, like that's the kind of thing that was.
All right, well, there we go. Then, well, then I changed my opinion on that one.
Yeah. Speaking of Ellen, she had to rush her wife, Portia de Rossi, to the hospital to have an appendectomy.
Was she allowed to look at her?
Right. The surgery was a success. Much of that is thanks to the surgeons who put their all into the procedure after Ellen slapped him around a little bit.
That's right. Don't look at her while you're performing the surgery. And don't look at me.
Make sure she doesn't die on the table. Okay.
Stop hitting me.
Tony Hawk is
yes.
throwing in the towel
what?
On some of his iconic skateboard tricks. He's been posting videos of himself performing some of his most famous tricks for the last time on social media. He says as he gets older, they've been getting more difficult and more risky. In other news, this fall, look for his new video game, Tony Hawk Pro Scooter. That's where you drive around Walmart looking for prune juice. Maybe there's a race.
I would play that. As long as it had like a Goldfinger soundtrack, you know, like
they got
all the bands on there playing.
Maybe there's a race to get to the Country Kitchen Diner before sunrise.
All the while, I'm a Superman while you're on your scooter looking for food and going to the Country Kitchen.
That's your Celebrity Dump.
The one and the only. 104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.